Numbers chapter 3, verses 1-51. The Levites. I'll be drawing on some other verses too in this early chapters of Numbers to speak about the Levites. Well, the thing about the Levites, and we've looked at them already in the camp and so on, and the ordering of the people, the Levites stand out as a very special people in Israel. Indeed, the whole chapter here is given up to the Levites. As I say, other verses come in as well. They're distinct and different. This tribe is not the same as the other tribes. In chapter 1, verse 47, note the word however. But the Levites, however, the rest can be doing this and that, but the Levites are a special people. They're not counted with the other tribes in the census. They're counted on their own. They have a separate census. They're a unique tribe. Chapter 4, verse 34 and on. They're counted separately. These people are distinct. And within the Levites, there's another special, even more special group, the tiny group of priests. Chapter 3, verses 2 to 4 and verse 10. The Levites have a priestly class within them. The Levites are to do with the tabernacle and separated to God, specially. But within that group, there is the priesthood. Now, God thinks in the Old Covenant very highly of the priesthood. Chapters 3, verses 2 to 4, we have the record of the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Those were the names of Aaron's son, the anointed priest, who were ordained to serve as priest. Nadab and Abihu, however, fell dead before the Lord when they made an offering with unauthorized fire before him in the desert of Sinai, and so on. Now, you can see here, unauthorized fire, you can see the Levites had to maintain the word of God and stick to the covenant. They couldn't stray outside the word of God. They couldn't break the law. They couldn't transgress the covenant. They were the guardians of it, and their priesthood within the Levites had to be kept sacrosanct to God. The Levites, however, assisted in the priesthood, chapter 3, verse 6. I have taken the Levites, and I've made them into assistants for Aaron and so on. So they're a special people. And what is more, they're even more special, if I can say that. Chapter 3 and verse 11. They're part of the redemption. The Lord also said to Moses, I have taken the Levites from among the Israelites in place of the first male offspring of every Israelite woman. The Levites are mine. They're the redemption people. I set apart for myself every firstborn in Israel, whether man or animal. They are to be mine. I am the Lord. And the Levites represent this dedication to God. They look after the tabernacle. They run the tabernacle. They camp around the tabernacle. They carry the tabernacle. They erect it. They take it down. They're the great class to do with the tabernacle. They're not counted in the census. They're not allowed to camp anywhere. They have to camp as God ordained with the Levites right at the very center. In chapter 1, verse 53, the word wrath is used. God looks upon this as a very important principle, a very important tribe, a very important setting apart in the priesthood for God. The Levites are split into three groups. You get this from chapter 3, verse 21. Now, why are they so special? Why is all this like this? Why are they so set apart? Well, as I've indicated, it's the redemption. It's the redemption aspect. Redemption is playing such a part here. Now, don't forget that the Old Covenant is a shadow covenant, a shadow for the New Covenant. And so the priesthood here is casting a shadow, not in a nasty sense, but indicating a sketch, a silhouette, casting a shadow, indicating to the Israelite people what is coming. Now, let's be clear about it. Many people think that the Levites, coming from the fathers brought this in. They went back to the Levites and used that as their way of bringing in church officers. And so many church officers, most church officers, are really founded on the Levites. And this is quite wrong, because the equivalent of the Levite does not speak of the priesthood, as it were, human priesthood in the church. It does not even speak of the priesthood of Christ, in a sense, because Christ is a priest, not in the order of Levi, not in the order of Aaron, but in the order of Melchizedek. Christ did not come from the tribe of Levi. He came from the tribe of Judah. And the writer of the Hebrews is express on this, because the priesthood in the New Covenant is so distinct from the priesthood in the Old Covenant. Yes, there are illustrations there, but the fact is the redemption is radically different. It was a shadowy redemption in the Old Covenant, but in the New Covenant, in Christ, the blood of Christ washes us from our sins. The righteousness of Christ clothes us. His priesthood is effective, but it's not Levitical. It's not Aaronic. It's Melchizedek. It's not a shadow anymore. It's the reality. And God illustrates this through the Levites. They are special to God. They govern the tabernacle, because that in the Old Covenant was where God met with his people. But all this is now moved away from the tabernacle and the temple, and Christ is all. And we are in Christ, those of us who trust him. And we are priests unto God, not in the Levitical order, but in the order of Christ, in the gospel order. So let us learn from the Levites, but let us distinguish from the Levites the priesthood of the New Covenant. As I say, the fathers did a dreadful thing when they went back to the Levitical order, and they introduced bishops and priests and all the rest of it. And although many Presbyterians and Baptists and others, Separatists, think they've got rid of all that, they haven't. As John Milton said, the new presbyter is old priest writ large. What do you mean? You've kept the same principle. And this one-man pastorate, this hierarchy in the church, this place, this emphasis upon place, is all Levitical. In the New Covenant, there is no place. Jesus, where'er thy people meet, there they behold the mercy seat. Where'er they seek thee, thou art found. And every place is hallowed ground. Search ever bring thee where they come, and going take thee to their home. We don't go to church. The believers are the church. We are priests, but not in the order of Levite. We're a priest in the order of Christ, and Christ is a priest in the order of Melchizedek. And the redemption he accomplished is real and eternal. May God bless this discourse to us all, and may we have our eyes up to the real priest and our thinking in gear, so that we don't go the way of the fathers, but we go the way of the New Covenant, for Christ's sake. Amen.